Surely Leicester can't go down.
No.
G'day, Andy.
G'day, Slats. G'day, TK. Yeah, I don't know, mate. I'm worried. I'm very concerned.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Where they are and where they've been. It's not a case at the moment where they're getting any consistency performance domestically. I mean, in Europe, they've been brilliant.
Yeah.
They've done exceedingly well there, but they've got to get their act together.
Andy, they're 16th, right? And they're only 1 point away from the drop zone. So they're 21 points. Hull is 20, Crystal Palace 19, Sunderland 19. So they're close.
Yeah, there's only 24 rounds played, 14 left to play. So
right.
The headache for them is Europe because they're still alive in that. Yeah, we all want to win a Champions League, no doubt about that. But you want survival.
Yeah.
Survival's all about it. Imagine the millions they'll lose if they fall.
Tim Cahill suspended for one game.
Yeah, potty mouth.
Yeah, not surprised. I don't know if I would have given him a red. It's just the heat of the moment. The Bizana scenario is going to be interesting. Remember what Joel Griffiths was suspended for three games after he admitted he racially abused a linesman about 4 years ago. Everyone's saying that Dean's probably going to get five, but we'll all know tomorrow night.
He called him an effing gypsy. That's been reported.
Yeah. Yeah, it was picked up on the mics by the Fox coverage as well. So we'll just wait and see. Offensive and insulting or abusive language.
Besart Berish is the sort of bloke who gets under your skin, but a bit like Mick Ennis, the menace. But you can't react, can you? You've got to try and not let him, because it's an advantage for him.
Dare I say, privately, he's probably the most hated player. Publicly, the players won't say that. He does. He does. He really gets at you. But he's a quality finisher.
Oh, he finds the back of the net.
He crosses the line sometimes too. I don't like that.
No.
But, you know, look, in the first, it's good that the club came out and apologised, and Dean's has apologised, not realising the error of his way. Probably a young fella who... I mean, how many times have I sat back and been caught a lot playing football or cricket or just out and about? You just water off a duck's back, gypsy. Is it the same sort of
thing
in a sense? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Socceroos, mate, they're going to face Cameroon?
Yeah, I was watching that game yesterday. Cameroon beat Egypt 2-1. So now in Group B, Confederations Cup, that'll be happening in June. We're playing, of course, Chile and Germany and Cameroon. That is going to be a real battle, but a battle that the Socceroos will be up for.
And what about Michael Thwaite and Dario Vidicic?
Free players, boys. They've finished off, they got out of their contracts in China because James Holland and Robbie Cruz went to their club. So what that does right now, they can sign with any team in the world. So I wouldn't be surprised if a few A-League clubs are knocking on the door there for sure.
Okay.
Now, Liverpool, mate, the Kloppy sledging started. They're not happy.
Mate, the former Liverpool midfielder, Dick Naharman, has found it strange, actually, that Klopp, remember he signed a new six-year contract last summer.
How good's that?
He was signed on a three-year deal in October 2015. Now he's sort of saying, well, hang on a minute, you've given him a new deal, even though we finished eighth in the Premier League. They did well in the League Cup and Europa League last year. But the criticism will start to mount until they resurrect their season. I still believe they can. I still believe they will. But it just shows you the pressure cooker. You know, he's a lovely guy. He's one of the most liked managers in world football.